you have bad news to deliver to someone, the adult thing to do would be to tell them in private. But where's the fun in that? Breaking bad news right now with John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. It's time for breaking bad news. So we got somebody who needs to break some bad news to somebody else. Let's say hello to Chloe. Hey, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you guys?
Good. What's your situation? Who you got to break bad news to?
I have some bad news for my friend and my teammate, Emma.
Teammate? What sport?
We play volleyball together.
Have you played together for like a really long time? Or are you just, I have like two questions. Have you played together for a long time? And are you just teammates or like, and friends because you're teammates? Or are you like good friends?
No, we're really good friends. We've played together for a while, and she's actually my neighbor, so we carpool to school together every day. So we listen to you guys every morning, so that's why I wanted you on the phone to make this a little easier.
Ooh. So does this? How bad do you think this will affect your friendship?
I hope not that much, but I'm nervous.
Does she hold on to bad news or get bad news in a wrong way? Like, does she freak out?
Seen her freak out, but I want a witness just in case. I just don't want to upset her.
I feel like this could make your drive to school so awkward. Like that carpool is like your parents in front.
Unless the bad news is about, hey, I can't carpool with you anymore, then it wouldn't be awkward.
That's true. You know what?
Hey man, I got my own car.
Helpful.
Yeah, you take your car, I got my own car. I'm on my own now. I'm going to a different school.
Oh,
see you later.
No.
Then it wouldn't be awkward.
Do you think this will affect like your team in any way? Because I mean, if you guys are potentially having a fight or a riff, or like, could it affect the team?
Not as much. I think my main concern is between me and her.
Is there a guy involved?
No.
Okay. All right, so the thing is, we don't know the bad news. I believe only Peyton. Do you know the bad news?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Peyton knows the bad news, but Rich doesn't, Kyle doesn't, and I don't. And is the bad news sealed in an envelope?
Sure is, right here.
Oh, right there. Okay.
Peyton,
okay.
If you got this bad news, would you be mad, hurt, livid?
I would be sad. I would probably cry.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd be really upset.
Because normally your first go-to would be mad. The fact that this would make you sad.
Okay, she might get mad too.
Okay.
I think it's a whole lot.
Well,
it's a lot.
Also, getting to know you, you rely a lot on your friends,
definitely.
Right? So a friend letting you down would really bother you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, okay, now use the different people in this room.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think Kyle would take this bad news?
I think Kyle's feelings would be hurt. I think everybody's feelings would
really?
Be hurt if you got this news. Yeah.
You think my feelings would be hurt if I got this news?
Yes. If you
really?
Were in this situation and you were in high school, yes, I think your feelings would be hurt.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. Because
mm-hmm.
there's not a lot that really, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we have yet to see your feelings.
I know. Wow. Okay. All right, Chloe. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to reset the situation. Then you pick somebody here to read the envelope, okay?
Okay.
All right. So Breaking Bad News continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
We're in the middle of Breaking Bad News. You got Chloe and her friend Emma. They're teammates on the volleyball team. And Chloe's got bad news she needs to tell Emma. And they carpool together every single day. They play volleyball. But there it's not guy drama. So it's interesting. Now, Peyton says that every single one of us, if we got this news, we would be sad. Interesting. All right, so Chloe, who do you want to read the bad news to Emma? You've got Rich, Kyle, Peyton, me, John Jay. Who?
She loves Peyton, so I think she should do it.
Okay.
We agree. That's a really
that's
good choice.
That's good.
Okay.
I think this is my first ever Breaking Bad news letter that I have to read.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I feel bad.
I'm nervous.
No pressure.
I already know what it is, but I'm still nervous.
No pressure, but their friendship hangs in the balance of how you read this. No pressure at all.
Okay, so Chloe, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's call Emma.
Hi, is Emma available?
Yeah, I'm Emma.
Hi, my name's Peyton. I'm with the John Jay and Rich Show, and we just wanted to call and talk to you on the radio really quickly, if that's okay with you?
Oh my God. Okay. For what?
Well, we have somebody that wants to tell you something over the airwaves.
Okay. I'm like freaking out right now because I love you guys, but I also know that this, you guys deliver bad news sometimes. So, I'm also freaking out because of that.
Yes. So you do listen to our show because today is the day that we do Breaking Bad News.
Yeah. I know the segment.
Oh, well, so then there's not a lot I need to tell you except that somebody wants to deliver bad news to you. So the good news is you listen to our show and that you know that the person who wants to deliver bad news is a friend of yours and a friend of ours, and that person is Chloe.
Okay.
Okay, so Chloe, you want to say hi to Emma?
Hey.
Ooh, that was measured.
Hey, Chloe. I just wanted to, I have bad news for you, and I'm upset about it. I would be upset if this happened to me. I know it's going to upset you, and I just really care about you. We're really close, and I didn't want to, you know, do this to you all by myself. I didn't want you to shoot the messenger, basically. Okay.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. She picked Peyton to read you the bad news. So you know the segment. The envelope is sealed. Only Peyton knows the bad news, actually, already. So those of us, we're all hearing it for the first time. So when you say you're ready, Emma, Peyton's going to rip open the envelope and just read you the bad news whenever you're ready.
Okay. I guess I'm ready. I don't know. I'm as ready as I'll be.
Okay, I'm opening it.
Thanks.
Nervous. Hey, Em. I really don't know how to say this myself, so that's why I'm doing it this way. I know we're going into our senior year, and you've been putting in so much work this summer on and off of the court, but I just had to tell you what I overheard from Coach Brown the other day. When I was leaving the gym, I heard him tell Coach Ray that because you're going to be a senior this year and you won't be able to play JV, that they're going to cut you on the first round of tryouts, and I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Wait, really? Are you sure that's what you heard? Yeah. I'm sure. And they weren't very nice about it. What do you mean? Like, what were they saying? I mean, they said that you were really coachable, but they mentioned that they think that you're a drill killer. Seriously? I try so hard. No, I know. I mean, no, you do. And you're, like, the best teammate ever. They, like, this is why I was so scared to do this. You're the best, but they said it would be, like, hard having you because it would affect, like, the flow of practice and that, like, it's just hard for you to keep up. What? Like, why would they say that? I've literally been doing this my whole life. Like, I don't even know how to feel right now. Like, that's, like, so messed up. I don't even get why they would say that. Like, I've been doing really well. Like, I don't know. Chloe, that's, like, so messed up.
I think it's terrible, and I also think it's terrible in a whole bunch of different levels, because I think that as a senior, they got to keep you, and they got to let you play in high school.
They don't? No, I actually played volleyball all throughout high school and did not make it my senior year.
Really?
Because the coaches wanted... Yeah. So this hits me real. This hits home. But they had said that because I was a senior, and they had such an incredibly strong... like varsity team forever, they wanted to. They would be losing all of the seniors that year, so they wanted to be able to like train and coach the next varsity team.
Yeah.
So instead of letting me play and giving me the opportunity to maybe get a scholarship somewhere or whatever, they wanted to bring in the people that were going to be part of varsity next year and train them. So it hurt a lot, but honestly, like in the long run, it was like a really good life lesson, because up until that moment, basically every team that I tried out for, I made. Like I hadn't had that experience of, I guess, quote unquote failure or whatever. And I really think that, like, overall it helped, like, shaped character in me. It didn't help me speak, but it was a good experience in the long run. At the time it was really hard, and it did, like, it affected me a lot because I was like, why not just let me play? Like, I'm a senior, like, I don't get this opportunity again.
Yeah.
And it's like I felt like I was at least as good as the people that made it over me. But in any case, I feel what you're thinking, but knowing this going into tryouts, like, maybe, Emma, you can go in there and be extra positive and show, like, prove them wrong. And then maybe you do have a chance of making it and showing them that that's not you.
Yeah, maybe. I just, like, I hope they give me a chance, because...
Do it for Kyle.
I was, like, really looking forward to senior year and playing with my team.
Well, also, yeah. You guys, in my opinion, if I was Chloe, I would have kept my mouth shut. Like,
I don't know, because I
definitely would have done
know.
On the radio. I would have been like, yeah. like if anything, I would have been like, all right, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. Maybe I misheard the coaches. Maybe I did. Like, why would I go and tell my friend that I overheard the coaches saying they're going to cut her? I'd rather, I think, be like, she comes to me and goes, oh my God, I got cut. And I'd be like, oh my God, and be a good friend to her that way.
I don't know, because if you're Chloe, you're thinking, maybe if I tell Emma this, uh-huh. like, maybe she can show the coaches that she's not a drill killer.
Right,
or
she'll,
like,
have a
you
chip
know.
On her shoulder.
Well, she
bit.
Should show the coaches that anyway.
But maybe she didn't know that that's what the coaches are seeing.
Mm-hmm. Right, but she needs to be given 100% all the time anyways. And if she's not, then they're like, then they need to cut her. There's just a lot of lost stuff.
I just wanted to, like, warn her. You know, I don't think it, I feel like our friendship would... It feels like lying, you know, to know
yeah.
that that
mm-hmm.
might happen.
I get that.
Yeah, I feel like if I was Emma, I would totally want to know, because I remember my freshman year of college, and I was on some thin ice, and I was on the verge of maybe losing my scholarship. And I remember I had a couple of older girls come up to me and say, hey, like, you need to figure it out and get it together, or you're not going to be able to come back after we go on the Christmas break. And from then on out, I went and I just busted my butt, and I came back and I actually got some playing time after that. So it's like, it kind of gives you this extra push to want to, like, be better and then prove everybody wrong.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think these coaches are not cool for having that conversation where other people can hear it. Like, that's not cool on their part. But I don't think that this is a bad thing for Emma. I think this is a total opportunity for her to go out and just crush it.
Yeah. Show them they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you have it then. Emma, Chloe, there's the information. Good luck to you. Hopefully you can turn it around.
Thanks, guys.
Because you have the version in Kyle's story.
Bye.
Kyle couldn't turn it around.
I didn't know.
I
needed Chloe to tell me that.
And you have Peyton, who got the information and turned it around.
You should go back and try
either
it now.
Way, they both lost and ended up here on this show.
It's true. Yeah.
So, good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
And that's Breaking Bad News with John Jay and Rich.